filing any indictments in a matter he'd been reading about in the local media. And I knew exactly what he was talking about. And in this particular occasion, it wasn't about voter fraud. It was about a corruption indictment that was rumored to have been held up involving the former state senator in charge of the Senate, a guy named Manny Aragon. And I said, well, I didn't think so. And then the minute he hangs up on me, I'm put on a list a week and a half later. It's the first time my name shows up on any list to be fired. So it's pretty clear to me that I was put on that list for failing to do the bidding of members of Congress in a politically directed prosecution.
And what about the call from Congressmember Wilson?
That would have been in mid-October, approximately the 16th, and I was in Washington, D.C. for some Justice Department meetings. Heather calls me and is snooping around asking about some sealed indictments. I had heard the rumor on the street in New Mexico was that I was sealing indictments related to this corruption case involving Manny Aragon, waiting until after the election. I couldn't comment on that with her, so I evaded her question. She wasn't very happy with my response, but at least she didn't hang up on me. I suspect she probably called Pete Domenici or called the White House and got more pressure put on me to rush these indictments, which could have been to her benefit.
And explain exactly what's the problem with a politician calling you the U.S. attorney there.
Well, it's a complete violation of separation of powers. The members of Congress don't enforce federal law. They pass the law. In fact, there are federal statutes that prohibit corruptedly influencing members of the executive branch. Prosecutions have to be based on the evidence and the law. It's purely a executive branch function. It's not a legislative function. So it's potentially possible that they or others could face obstruction of justice charges for attempting to influence me to hurry these indictments.
So we're talking about criminal prosecution?
Exactly. And as I understand it, the special counsel, who's the acting U.S. attorney in Connecticut, she's looking at possible perjury charges against Gonzalez and possible obstruction of justice charges against other members, including possibly Wilson and Pete Domenici.
We're also joined in the Firehouse studio, in addition to the former U.S. Attorney of New Mexico, by attorney and legal affairs contributor to Harper's Magazine, Scott Horton. The significance of all of this, you followed this very closely, the U.S. Attorney's firing, Scott.
David's coming exactly to the right focus in the end. I mean, was it unethical? Yes. Clearly, was it a violation of rules? Was it inappropriate? That's all clear. We're coming down to the question of, was it a crime? And specifically, did it involve an effort to corruptly influence a pending criminal prosecution? And I think it's clear that the evidence that's being assembled now, particularly in the New Mexico case, moves this into the area of a colorable prosecution involving Domenici, Heather Wilson, whose testimony, by the way, and statements are viewed by many of the investigators as highly evasive and unlikely, and also Karl Rove and Alberto Gonzalez. Alberto Gonzalez, who have a general failure of recollection about all of this. So I think it's possible these things are being studied, but there's never been a prosecution of this sort before. That is, we're dealing with a criminal prosecution that was actually brought. This was an effort to influence the timing of the indictment, to make it before the election, to influence an election. Most legal scholars agree that, yes, in theory, that counts as obstruction of justice. That's something that could be charged, but there's no precedent for such a prosecution.
Would you want to go back to being a U.S. attorney, David Iglesias, and are you still a Republican?
I knew you'd ask me that. I'm happy in what I'm doing right now. I don't think it would be a good move on my part to go back. I am hanging on by a thread of filament in being a Republican. I'm thoroughly disgusted with what I've read in these emails. The party lost its way. I thought it was a law and order party. It turned out it was a lawless party. So I'm still kind of processing that in me.
And finally, have you spoken with other fired U.S. attorneys, the nine of you?
Oh, sure. We're still, for over 2.5 years now, we've been in frequent contact. So, yes, there's been lots of email shooting back and forth.
And the significance, Scott Horton, of the special U.S. attorney, Nora Dennehy, the Connecticut attorney who is going to be weighing all of this.
Well, she has a special mandate to review all these facts and act on them. She has a lot of information that the House Judiciary Committee did not have.